Native corporations' efforts to get out the vote for Senator Lisa Murkowski in rural parts of Alaska appear to have worked. In the weeks before Election Day, the group's Alaskans Standing Together, a political action committee made up of 12 regional Native corporations, spent more than $1.2 million supporting Murkowski's write-in bid. It also had volunteers go door-to-door in rural villages to drum up support for her campaign. In District 38, which includes Bethel and surrounding villages, write-in got 76% of the vote, compared to 14% for Democrat Scott McAdams and 9% for Republican nominee Joe Miller. In the Bristol Bay and Aleutian Islands area, District 37, write-ins got 61% of the vote. Angoon Senator State Senator Albert Kukesh's home community voted 81% for write-ins. Kukesh is a Democrat, but also a Sealaska Corporation board member. He bucked his party to support Murkowski.
Well, I'm a Democrat, and Mr. McAdams is a Democrat. I thought that his time will come, but it's not right now. And Lisa has been a very supportive person, and you can't blame me. I'm an Alaska Native. She was very good to us on Native issues. And why not step up to the plate and say, we want her back?
Murkowski has championed Sealaska's land selection legislation in Congress. The bill would allow the company to choose land outside the original 1971 Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act boundaries to complete its entitlement. Another Sealaska board member, Byron Malott, co-chaired Murkowski's statewide campaign. Malott was traveling to Washington, D.C. today and unavailable for comment. The Alaska Federation of Natives, which endorsed Murkowski, canceled a scheduled Senate candidate forum at its recent convention. Kukesh is co-chair of the AFN Board of Directors.
The Native community stepped up big time. We put a lot of money where our mouth is, and I don't think any politician in Alaska will ever ignore the Native community again.
The $1.2 million spent by Alaskans Standing Together was the largest amount spent by a group in Alaska's Senate race. A spokesman for the group could not be reached for comment.